You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
I'm really excited about football this weekend.
It's like, you know, my passion level for my team has waned in recent years, but my passion level for the NFL hasn't. I love the NFL, and I, you know, we've kind of gotten used to, unfortunately, for now multiple decades of not being a participant this time of year. And it's almost becoming tradition to sit down and just watch the games as an NFL fan. It's kind of sad because for some of us of a certain age, this was a given that you were going to be, you know, one of the participants. You were going to be the talked about team all week long leading into the most important games of the NFL season. But it's been so long since that's happened. I mean, hell, they've only played in this round twice during the Dan Snyder era, and once was the first year, which really wasn't his team, when they played Tampa in the divisional round, the famous, you know, Matt Turk and brother Turk, Dan Turk, fiasco on a Brett Conway opportunity to win the game late in Tampa to get to the NFC title game. It's the closest they've ever been in 30 years to the NFC Championship game, was that game in January of 2000 in Tampa when Brian Mitchell, by the way, returned a kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown to give him a 10-0 lead. Brad Johnson was banged up in that game. He was not healthy. And Sean King led the comeback. And ultimately, they lost that game in crushing fashion. And Tampa went on and gave, you know, the greatest show on turf quite the game in the NFC Championship game. A game that I think the final score was, I think this is right, 11-5. I think I'm right about that. Might have been 13-5. Brendan, will you look that up, please? NFC Championship Rams Bucks to see what that final score was. It's one of the oddest final scores in NFL history. Ben Standig, our Washington football team insider, is with us. Follow Ben on Twitter, at Ben Standig. I would definitely subscribe to The Athletic. I'm a subscriber to The Athletic. Reading Ben and reading everybody that writes about Washington sports is great, but you can read everybody in every market about every team, and that's fun as well. Ben's latest story, Washington mock draft reaction. Could Kenny Pickett be Washington football team's answer at quarterback? Will he be available? Is up and available for you to read right now. But before we get to that, I'm just curious if you think you learned anything from Mike Silver's story on Washington football team's website, where, you know, he of course said what we all believe, which is quarterback is the number one priority and that the status quo is unacceptable, and then went through a litany of possibilities. Do you think anything could be learned from a guy that's got a really close relationship with Ron Rivera?
I guess I'll just be short and say no.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I'm too in the weeds on this. I don't know. I didn't take any. I mean, you're right. I mean, during the year, we've looked for the clues because Rivera seems to be more candid in some of his comments there. But since this, right, this wasn't really a Ron Rivera quote-a-thon, it was just Silver's words. I didn't notice anything in there to me that said anything. I've been on the record here, my podcast, Twitter, to my cat, that the veteran route is where it seems the most likely path is where I would put my money down if I was going to bet what they're doing, which seems to be what he was saying. So I didn't take anything out of it, but maybe I'm wrong.
What's your has your cat responded to any of your ideas or any of your writings or musings?
All the time, absolutely. Yeah. He's still holding out hope they can get Joe Burrow from the LSU Tigers. But
all right.
You know,
so here,
I told him
here's
not happening.
Here's a serious question. If a player is involved in a big deal for one of the big quarterbacks, okay, whether it's Watson, Wilson, Rodgers, and let's throw Derek Carr into the mix, what player do you think would be involved in the deal? Have you thought about that?
Well, I mean, the obvious is to somebody on the defensive line, because that's where they have the most talent in total, and also to a degree there's a little bit of excess, you could say, because you know, it just doesn't seem, from an asset allocation standpoint, that extending four defensive linemen makes the most sense, even if they're good players. So, you know, and then, of course, John Allen's already extended. Chase Young's deal is not up for a couple of years. Daron Payne, you have to make some sort of a decision on right now, this year, this offseason, because it's the fifth and final year of his rookie deal. So he either extends or leaves at the end of the year. And then Montez Sweat is extension eligible, so you'll have the same story with him. So it's one of those two. I've wavered back and forth between them, which one I would think, because on the one hand, the edge rusher would be the more valuable one. Therefore, that could be the one you would have to include. Also, maybe the one you want to keep rather than paying two interior linemen. On the other hand, based on how this year went, you know, with the fact that Young and Chase Young and Montez Sweat were sort of underachieving, and Daron Payne and John Allen were, you know, more of the rocks of the line, that maybe Ron would say want to keep Payne. But that's the part I'm sort of 50-50 on which way it would go. But those guys, I can't really think of anyone else.
Last year, you know, certainly the fan base had untouchables, you know, whether it was Chase Young or Terry McLaurin, et cetera. And maybe the team did as well. Do you think there's an untouchable from the team's perspective this year if it's for, again, Rodgers, Wilson, Watson, you know, I'll throw Carr into there as well, even though I don't put him at that same level. But do you think that the team has an untouchable this go-round?
I mean, it feels like Terry McLaurin would be untouchable, but again, he's not, you know, he's not one of the three best receivers in football, so maybe the answer would be no, but just based on how he's perceived here and the reality is of what he represents for this group. So he would be like the one guy, and maybe I could throw Gibson in there as well, just from a playmaker standpoint. But other than that, I don't think so. I mean, when I said Chase Young last year, I don't think I would say that now, in part because of just one, how the year unfolded. Two, you still would have the other three defensive linemen if you moved him. And also the desperation for the quarterback thing just becomes even greater. You said at the top of this segment that you get excited watching the main, you know, watching the NFL playoffs in ways you don't about your own team. I have felt that way to a degree as well, in terms of, as somebody who's watching this team every week, as we all are, but like, you know, I don't watch nearly as many of the other games because I'm forced to, you know, be at a game or whatever. And when I'm now watching the better teams play, and in particular the better quarterbacks, no offense to Taylor Heineke or anybody else, but you realize just the drop from what we're watching now to what we've been watching here for years is just that stark. And I think from that end, you've got to get one. So I would probably say almost nobody's off limits, but I would probably guess McLaurin and Gibson would be the two that I would probably say you're not trying to trade.
We're talking to Ben Standig. He is our Washington football team insider, has been all season long, will continue to be during the offseason as long as he wants to be. You can follow him on Twitter at Ben Standig. You can subscribe to The Athletic and read him, and you can listen to his podcast wherever you get a podcast, Standig Room Only. We've talked about the staff and whether or not there would be any sort of change. You know, we are now 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks since the season ended. Do you have any sense as to whether or not there's going to be any movement on the coaching staff, coordinators specifically?
Yeah, I haven't heard much more than where we were a couple of weeks ago. But I think the probably one variable here is that there has not been a single hire in the league, right, since the season
yeah,
ended.
Yeah, right. It is a little bit slow going, isn't it? And is that because of the playoffs? Because the teams with the bye, the Tennessee and Green Bay coaches could interview, right, during their yeah. off weeks?
Yeah, I think at this point everybody's been eligible to interview, but hiring is another story. And
right.
the coordinators on a lot of these teams, Tampa, Buffalo, Kansas City, all these groups are really kind of almost all the Rams, all these teams are getting interviewed. So it does feel like there's this log jam. Maybe that starts to break up after this weekend, because we'll be down to four teams. So, yeah, I mean, I guess my point is, like, once we have a better feel for what staffs around the league start to look like and other teams start to having to fill out staff, maybe things change and evolve. But, yeah, at the moment, it feels like it's sort of everything's in a holding pattern, not just here, but, around the league.
Well, I think we can say safely, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it's not as if anybody on the Washington staff is being sought after.
I wouldn't think so per se. I mean, last year, Chris Harris, the defensive backs coach, was interviewed for two different coordinator positions elsewhere. So, I mean, I guess conceivably he could be back in that mix. And, there's always the possibility for somebody to make a lateral move. I'm not getting the sense that somebody's looking to, hire quarterback coach Ken Zampezi as an offensive coordinator, like that type of thing. So no, but obviously the relationships, as we know, go across the league in a lot of different ways, and there could be some scenario where somebody says, "Hey, I'd like you to, what about joining me here?" And oftentimes a lateral move, a team might say, "We're not letting you go for that," but possibly Washington could say, "Sure, go ahead if you want to do that." There's nobody here other than unless it's Chris Harris, where I would be thinking we're looking at a hot candidate to go. Somewhere else.
Talking to Ben Standing, let's talk about some of the other decisions, and then I will circle back for what will become kind of a weekly where are you right now best guess on the quarterback plan. So Terry McLaurin kind of needs to be extended here in the offseason. We've talked about that. They've got some free agents that I think they want to re-sign. What do you think and predict right now what the next piece of news will be? What's the next news item in terms of a signing of an existing free agent or a contract extension or the picking up of an option or anything? What's the next news item we get related to the team?
Oh, great question. Any minute they could always announce the re-signing of a McKissick or somebody like that if they want to do that, right? I mean, for the players as well, once they reach a certain point, free agency is right around the corner. And as much as you might think, well, of course Washington would want J.D. McKissick, for just to use him as an example, he's got to be interested in two other teams as well. And that's the thing to use the Terry McLaurin as an example. Regardless of what anybody wants, if you let the player get to the end, he's going to probably say, I might as well go see what 31 other teams are interested in. So, I don't necessarily know that there's something imminent that could happen in terms of McKissick or Bobby McCain or somebody else, but that's one of those things that you look at and think that could happen at any point. They can do that, but the player would have to wait for free agency, but maybe they want to at this point. I guess the thing that I'm mostly focused on, and this is not necessarily Washington directly, but that is there going to be another big quarterback move this month? Now, because last year the Matthew Stafford trade happened right at the end of January. Obviously the Alex Smith trade in 2018 yep. happened in January, and both of those were pretty rare events to occur that early in the process. But, when I look at Washington's situation, they have cap space, as we know, but it's like a false front of cap space. They may have a lot of cap space, but it's like a false front, because if they do spend on a quarterback, then a lot of that goes away. Not to mention, you know, I don't think they're going to re-sign Brandon Scherff, but like if they hypothetically did, then obviously that would be take money away. Or
that's an $18 million, you know, addition that goes right to the quarterback plus, you know, whatever you'd have to add to that. Scherff's not being re-signed.
Well, right. I rescind the comment because I've been on the train. He's not going to get re-signed since last January. But my point is just that, you know, the money that they have, they also have to re-sign some of their own people. So the money, the $50 million or so, give or take, is not a real amount because they have to bring back their own. And if you do the quarterback thing, then that really could be a lot of it, depending on the structure of the deal. And I think it's harder to know what you're spending in free agency if that quarterback situation isn't done. So I think, like, my basic take is I think they're going to, like, ideally, they make a move for a quarterback sooner than later. Now, they got to have somebody open, available, right? I mean, and at this point, we don't know that's the case, but that's what I'm wondering. There's a lot of teams available, and I'm wondering is there a move that happens sooner than later? But again, similar to what we just said with the coaches, until there is coaching staffs around the league, you know, settled and GM tired, I don't think there's going to be any movement. So we kind of need all that to get going, and I think then to start get rumors and maybe actual action take place.
Talking to Ben Standing, I was, you know, by the way, I'm excluding these, you know, smaller deals. You know, they signed a corner yesterday, you know, to some sort of deal.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, names, players that contributed in a significant way. I think the next moves are going to – I know that J.D. McKissic and Bobby McCain are two targets that they want them back. I think they want Ricky Seals-Jones back as well. But I think the ones that are going to be the easiest to get done, and I think it's really important to them, is, you know, the offensive line guys. You know, whether it's Lucas, who's an unrestricted free agent right now, or guys like next year, Eric Flowers and Wes Schweitzer in particular, who would become unrestricted free agents. I think those are the kinds of moves that could be coming sooner rather than later, where you get a Flowers that gets extended. By the way, you know, he was a $10 million, you know, hit, and, you know, getting a deal with him, I think he played very well. I think all these guys like Schweitzer and Flowers and Lucas and guys that have what Ron loves, which in that area, which is positional flexibility, you know, I think those are the moves that are coming next. I think a guy like J.D. McKissic personally, and Terry McLaurin to a certain degree, should wait a little bit. I think there might be a market for McKissic. I don't know if you do or not.
Oh no, I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that, like, the free agent types, like the guys like that, I think you're going to wait. Like, I mean, at least I would think they would, unless Washington really, right, you know, gives them a great deal off the bat, or they just, for whatever the reason, flat out want to stay. I mean, McKissic's been impressive, obviously, the last two seasons since he's arrived, and I would think, you know, he would have value. You know, Bobby McCain, I don't know what his market is per se, but he was, you know, I think fairly solid last year for a guy that signed a one year deal.
They love his football IQ. I mean, every single time he's had a chance, Rivera or anybody else, to talk about Bobby McCain, it is glowing, and you can feel it and hear it in tone and in words. And remember, he was the guy that ripped the fan base earlier in the year. But I think they love McCain. I'd be surprised if I don't know what kind of market there would be for McCain. I do think McKissic, with the way he played, and what, 28, 29 years old, there's going to be a market for him. But anyway. I'm running out of time here, but I wanted two more quick things with you. Number one, big deal or not, and any sort of takeaway from Ron Rivera saying he's not going to be at the Senior Bowl?
It's odd considering he's the overseer of all things football here, and he's talked about the importance of going to these games, that he's not going to be there. Plus, he made the point in the Jamin Davis conversation at the end of the year that he thought that one of the issues he had last offseason was not being able to meet with players individually. Now, the Senior Bowl may be a little bit more restrictive than desire because of, you know, the COVID situation and keeping guys closer, but I would imagine NFL head coaches can get closer. So it's a little surprising, but the whole team, everybody else will be there. So you know, it's not like there won't be they'll be underrepresented, but it's a little surprising he's not going to be there. I'll say.
All right, let's do this once a week. Ben will now join us in the off season one time a week, or whenever he can. It's up to him. And we'll just keep track of this. Like here on Friday, January 21st, they don't have their quarterback answer. We know that they're going to do something. You know, they're not standing pat. I think, you know, Mike Silver made that very clear, not that it was a big reveal. Today, what's your guess? Who are the quarterbacks on the roster next year?
Oh, boy. you know, I obviously Taylor Heinicke. And
why is that obvious?
Because he's under contract, and I just think he's shown enough. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's no real, even if he's the third string somehow, I don't know why he would be moved, considering the position importance and what he's done. And he's pretty cheap for even a backup quarterback. So I don't think he needs to go anywhere. Beyond that, I mean, until we know the bigger names that are available, I'm just not going to overly speculate on the Rodgers and the Wilsons and all that stuff. And we've said those guys. Who says they want to come here
prediction.
Anyway?
Prediction. I'm not holding you to it right now.
I know.
And you can change it next week. This is not.
All right.
This is not a test, and you're not going to be held to this. right now, who are the quarterbacks on the roster? You have Heinicke. Who are the other two, or the other one?
I'll go Mitch Trubisky. Rivera has high opinion of the people up in Buffalo, and Trubisky's been the backup there for Josh Allen. If he gets good word on what he's done, I could see him saying, let's roll the dice on a guy that was the number two pick a couple of years ago, and he may honestly be the best scenario you have if you want to do something else. So I'll go Trubisky, Heinicke, and then they draft, if in that scenario, they draft somebody like on day two rather than the first round pick.
Well, give me the name.
I'll go Desmond Ridder.
Okay. Trubisky, Ridder, and Heinicke. By the way, I believe that would be the reason Heinicke wouldn't be on the roster if it was Trubisky and a second-round pick. My guess today is Trubisky. I'll go Pickett, and those are the two quarterbacks on the roster next year when we get to the beginning of the year. Trubisky and Pickett. Brendan, you want to give us your January 21st? Who are the quarterbacks on the roster?
I'm going to say Heinicke and Russell Wilson.
There you go. That'd be a pretty good combination. Take that one. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the football.
See you guys. Thanks.
Ben Standing, everybody. Up next, the smell test. But before that, I want to tell you about Window Nation. They've got their virtual home show extravaganza sale going on right now. You buy two windows, you get two free with no limit. You don't have to make a down payment. You don't have to make any payments, and you won't pay any interest for two full years. When you initially pay and make your first payment on windows, it'll be the year 2024. In the meantime, you'll be saving thousands of dollars on energy bills. It's going to be a very cold weekend. Touch your windows. If they're exceptionally cold, that cold air is coming into your house because your windows are old and inefficient. If you're turning up the heat at night and running the heat all day to keep your home warm, that's because your windows are ineffective. The longer you've got old, drafty windows, the more money you are wasting on your heating and cooling bills. Window Nation has saved customers over $60 million on their energy bills, and it'll go even higher with natural gas prices continuing to rise. You don't have to pay anything for 2 years, no money down, no payments for two full years. Window Nation is the place to go. First of all, free estimate. Mention my name. They'll give you a free estimate. You'll have the estimate in your hand. You can shop it if you want. I promise you, you're not going to find a better product for a better price or work with a better group of people. They've got over 1 million windows installed. They've got an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and over 10,000 online positive reviews. If you know anything about retail, you get a lot of negative reviews. You don't get many positive reviews. Window Nation does. 866-90-NATION. WindowNation.com. Mention my name. You'll get a free estimate and you'll get their deal that's going on right now. A deal you'll only see once this year. For every two windows you purchase, you get two for free. You don't have to make a down payment. You don't have to make any payments, and you don't have to pay any interest until the year 2024. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them that Kevin Sheehan sent you.
Can you smell it? It's time for the smell test.
Do you smell something?
We look where John Q. Public is putting their cash.
Trust me, you just gotta get past the smell.
And go the other way.
Can you feel it? Can you smell it?
Kevin's smell test on the Team 980.
Two games under 500 on the season. A missed opportunity season for sure for me. Too many underdogs won this year, and I didn't have the right ones all year long. But plenty of time to turn it around with four games, four sides, four totals this weekend, two more next weekend, and then the Super Bowl. Last year, it took the Super Bowl weekend for me to get above 500 when I had the Bucks Chiefs under in the first half, the Bucks in the first half, and then the Bucks for the game and the under for the game. So I went 4-0 on Super Bowl Sunday and ended up a few games above 500 for the year. Last week, 3-3, I had the under in the Bengals-Raiders game. I don't know how that game stayed under. The total was 49. It was 20-13 at halftime, and there were four field goals in the second half, and it stayed under. That was good. I had the Eagles and the Cowboys, both of those not even close. I had the 49ers under, which hit. I had the Cardinals-Rams under, which hit. And I had the Steelers-Chiefs under, which did not hit. A 3-3 weekend, so I remain two games under 500. Now, this weekend's a strange weekend in that there really is not, on the sides, a massive public play. There is a heavy public lean in these games. And the two games that apply here are the Niners, the public is leaning Niners, and the public is leaning Rams in the two NFC games. But there are some pretty overwhelming public plays on the totals in the games this weekend. So let's start, if you don't mind, with the totals that I like this weekend. I like the Rams Bucks under 48. There's a lot of activity on the over. In that game, if you recall, they played earlier this season. They played a 34-24 game, which went over the total, which was 55 in the game that they played back in September. All right, that was the total that they played back in September, and the total in this game is 48. So it's a much lower total. They already played an over game with a total at 55 earlier in the year. They both last weekend played in games in which the Bucks scored 31 and the Rams scored 34. And the Bucks really could have scored more, but they took their foot off the pedal in that game. And the public loves the over 48. I'll take Rams Bucks under 48. By the way, I've mentioned this before, but public bettors, regular bettors, and I guarantee you a lot of now these legal new bettors, you know, people who are betting sports for the first time, betting football for the first time legally in states where it's legal, they love overs. They love favorites and they love overs. But they really love overs because overs are much easier to cheer for. It's much easier to watch a game if you've got the over, hoping that, oh, this drive ends in a touchdown. This guy breaks off a big run. Rather than cheering for an under, which can be painful. Brendan, as you know, to sit there and root for the clock to run on a 3-yard gain, but hope that they don't punt, that they just barely pick up a first down, and then maybe after a long 6-minute drive, they're forced to kick a field goal. That's kind of what you're rooting for when you're rooting for unders. It's really painful to root for an under. But unders are usually anti-public plays in general. And the under in the Tampa Rams game is a big anti-public play. So I'll take the under in the Rams-Bucks game, under 48. On the same day, Sunday, the Chiefs and the Bills are playing in a game in which, you know, let's not forget that they've played recently, too. They played on October 10th, Buffalo won the game 38-20, 58 combined points, in a game that was played with a total of 58. The total in that game was 58. They played in the AFC title game last January. Kansas City and Buffalo combined it to score 62 points with a total of 55. So people are looking at Buffalo, by the way, scoring 47 and the Chiefs scoring 42 last weekend. And now they're looking at a total of 54 and they're like, that's not even the total that they had during the regular season. It was 58. And so the public is betting over 54 in the Buffalo-Kansas City game. I will take under 54 Chiefs-Bills. Now, I would lean under in the other two games as well. There are slight over plays by the public in both the Cincinnati-Tennessee and San Francisco-Green Bay games. I will probably play under myself, but they're not official, if you will, smell test selections. The public advantage there is more of a lean. It's overwhelmingly over in the Bucks, Rams, and Chiefs, Bills games. Now, there is one side I like, and I'm going to give it out. There is a slight public bias on the Rams at +2.5, buying it to +3. I'll take the Buccaneers and lay the 2.5 in the first Sunday game as the third smell test pick. There is some sharp money on both sides. This would not be an obvious smell test pick for me during the season, but there's enough of a lean on the Rams, as there is on the Niners too, but I'm backing off the Niners a little bit. There's actually sharp money on both sides in that game, too. That line went to 6.5 briefly. Now it's back to 6.5. But Tampa Bay -2.5 is the third pick. And those are the three. Rams, Bucks under. Chiefs, Bills under. Rams, Bucks under 48. Chiefs, Bills under 54. And the Buccaneers -2.5. I kind of like that play, too, just personally from an analysis standpoint. I already mentioned earlier, the Rams are the team. Look, no surprise is going to shock me this weekend again. But I just still think the Rams, even though they were impressive, I thought the Cardinals were not impressive. And I think there's been something a little bit off with the Rams offensively throwing the football here in recent weeks. And I thought the Bucs really looked sharp on offense last week, and this is his time of year, man. This is Brady's time of year. And when in doubt, the quarterback. And I will take Brady over Stafford, even though I am a Stafford fan. Okay. I want your best bet of the weekend and your best prediction of the weekend. It can be a best bet, it can be a best prediction, however you want to lay it out. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Brendan, I want yours too, your best bet of the weekend, your best prediction of the weekend. By the way, your best prediction of the weekend could be a player performance, or it could be something else. But give me your best bet and or your best prediction, point spread-wise, okay, for this weekend. All right, your best prediction or your best bet this weekend at 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We are also on the Odyssey app, and I do want to tell you about BetMGM. They welcome you with a special offer on the Pro Football Playoffs. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, KevinS200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy the playoffs like never before, and earn M-Life rewards that you can use for rooms and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use my bonus code, KevinS200, to win $200 in free bets if either team scores a touchdown in any pro football playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years of age or older to wager. DC and Virginia only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as cash or non-withdrawable free bets. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, 1-800-522-4700.
Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
Somebody forwarded me a tweet that read, for those Washington football team fans thinking about quarterback, just a reminder, six of the quarterbacks playing this weekend are first-round picks, and the two that aren't were both drafted by the Patriots. That would be Brady and Garoppolo. I talked about this earlier in the week. It's very rare that you find a franchise quarterback outside of the draft and outside of the first round and outside of the top half of the first round in particular. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Give me your best bet of these four games and a big-time prediction of something that you think will happen in these four games. My best bet, I gave you my smell test picks. I like two unders, Bills, Chiefs, Bucks, Rams, and I like the Bucks minus 2.5. Brendan, what's your best bet of the weekend?
So I'll be honest, I really don't like any of the sides or totals. So my best bet is a Davante Adams receiving prop, and that's over 7.5 receptions.
That's it? It's only 7.5?
Yeah. I feel pretty good.
What has
that.
It been typically with Davante Adams on prop bets?
I would assume it's, I mean, I'm not betting his prop every week, but I'd assume somewhere between 7.5 and 9.5 pretty much every week.
Right.
But
so it would be on the low end a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot more competition back this week. Randall Cobb was activated off IR. MVS and Lazard are both healthy. So I could see people taking the under, but I mean, in these type of situations, Rodgers usually feeds his guy.
Right.
And my bold prediction is the Bengals win outright.
So that's my prediction in terms of this weekend. Not picking the Bengals to win outright, but to pick that Burrow looks incredible. That Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and the Cincinnati offense are on point in the first game tomorrow. I don't know if it'll be enough because I think Tennessee can control the ball, you know, and they can keep the ball out of Burrow's hands. But I do not think that Cincinnati in their first big spot on the road last week against a lesser team, I know they hadn't won a playoff game since 1991, but they were just flat out the better team. This week, not necessarily true, but I think Cincinnati will show very well in this first game. I have a lot of confidence that we're going to walk away from that game saying whether they won it or lost it, and I don't have a good feel for that game either way, that Joe Burrow is the real deal and Ja'Marr Chase is the real deal. And that team is really going to be a team that we're going to see in this spot for many years to come. I don't think we're going to be disappointed with Cincinnati's effort in the game tomorrow. All right, best bet and a bold prediction for the weekend. Michael in D.C. Michael, go ahead. Michael, you there? We lost Michael. Let's go to Robert in Annapolis. Robert, go ahead.
All right, good morning. The NFL divisional playoff round is the best event in professional sports. I had originally called to say that a 49er win would shock me, so therefore my best bet is the Packers, and in fact, I've made a huge bet on it. I just
money line or laying the 5.5.
I laid the 5.5.
Okay.
So yep. I just think that Rodgers is going to do it this year. It just all seems to be coming together, and the 49ers have a big weakness, I think, with Garoppolo, particularly when he gets up there in Green Bay in that particular. And the cold weather that's predicted. The other one I have a high confidence in is Tampa Bay, because always bet on Brady. Now, the thing with Stafford is he is a quarterback that can do things to lose a game, but he also, unlike Garoppolo, has the talent to overcome those. So, and by the way, Trey Hendrickson has been cleared from the concussion protocol.
Thank you.
You asked
Thank
about
you, Robert,
that
for the injury
earlier,
update.
So that
yeah,
could
that
be
Brendan
a factor in
provide.
There. Yeah, that's okay.
Appreciate
Brendan,
that. Brendan, did
right,
you get this? I didn't look it up. I just remembered something else that you haven't helped me with. What was the final score of that NFC title game? Did you look it up or not?
Yeah,
I could do it real quick.
It was 11-6.
11-6. An odd score. By the way, there's some news I wouldn't call it breaking news, but I'll have that for you here coming up in a couple of minutes that I think is interesting to say the least. Michael, another Michael calling. Your best bet of these four games and your bold prediction. Go ahead.
So I'm going to say the best bet is Tennessee. I'm with you on the Cincinnati being on the come, right? This is a team that's, I think, going to be highly influential in the AFC playoff picture for years to come. But the pedigree of the Tennessee coach, Vrabel, shutting down what you do best, you know, from the Belichick lineage, I just think this team is on a mission. I don't see Cincinnati being within double-digit points in this game. But that doesn't mean that they're not, again, on the rise for sure. I think my shock pick is I think you're underestimating the Rams, the fresh legs of Cam Akers, the double punch of Michelle and Akers. I saw the meanness in Aaron Donald last week that I loved. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to take Mike, the right wide receiver, Al Evans with Jalen Ramsey and just keep putting Tom on his butt. I think Rams by eight.
Thanks for the call. You know, two things that you said. Number one, like when Brady's lost, it's been interior pressure, and obviously Aaron Donald can provide that. I still like Tampa in this game. Number two, because I just think there's something off a little bit with the Rams offensively. And by the way, you know, Devin White had another good game last week. I could see Tampa's defense coming up really big this week. I've now heard during this show multiple times people not thinking Cincinnati has much of a chance. I think Cincinnati has a definite chance. Look, the action on this is split. I didn't give them out in the smell test, but I'm now starting to think, if I hear one more person, Brendan, say that Cincinnati doesn't have a chance, Cincinnati's going to be a personal play for me tomorrow. Jeff, what's your best bet of the weekend and a bold prediction for the weekend? Go ahead.
Good timing, Kevin. Cincy's my hometown. So, Bengals 27-17, Bengals money line plus 160, Burrow to score a touchdown plus 550, and three-team money line parlay, Bengals, Packers, and Bills. That's what I got going right now.
So you've got two dogs in that money line parlay, which will help it pay off very handsomely on a three-teamer.
It's plus 46. I'm looking at it right now. Also,
say it again. What was it?
Plus 646.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be – I was actually going to say on that three-teamer, because you got two short underdogs, money-line underdogs, that it was going to be plus at least plus 500. So you got plus 646 on that three-teamer. By the way, Jeff, is there anything better than when you're just fooling around and you're like, huh, I like this three-team money-line parlay to see what just like, you know, $100 or $50 bet would pay on like a three-team double-digit dog money-line parlay, you know? Like I always put those in just to see what the output is because it's so enticing. And by the way, in the NFL, it's also possible. But good luck on that one.
I did a six-team college hoop parlay last night. I didn't even know half the teams. Of course, I didn't win. So
of course not.
Terps under 141.5, big money tonight.
Under 141.5. What are they, by the way? A 7-point dog? I haven't even looked. Six.
I just it's 7.5, and
it is.
You know, Kev, I've met you several times. We know each other. This team can go in those 8-minute shooting slumps, and I have made so much money betting the Terps under, with the exception of that double overtime game.
Right.
It's almost, you never want to say it's free money because it doesn't always pay off, but Terps under is one of my favorite bets, and I live in Vienna, and we can't bet UVA, so I can't bet the UVA unders.
Oh, you can't bet Virginia teams in Virginia legally? You mean?
Not on BetMGM. I got no UVA, no Tech, no Richmond, no nothing. Yep.
Did you know that, Brendan?
Yeah, that's part of the deal. You can't bet any of the college teams.
But then again, I don't bet legally.
Well, remember 25 years ago in Vegas, you couldn't bet UNLV.
Yeah, of course. If you were in Vegas, yeah. Right. But that's the only place where you could legally bet sports was.
Yeah. No,
thanks,
4:30
Jeff.
Tomorrow, I will be comfortably pulled up to a bar and watching number 9 go at it. I, you know, we're new to this, but I feel really confident about tomorrow.
The Maryland under thing's interesting. So you're telling me like the Richmond overtime game and the double overtime Northwestern games are pretty much the only overs of the year? All right, Jeff's gone. Let's sneak in Brian. Brian, give me your best bet and a bold prediction for the weekend.
What's up, Kevin? So my best bet is Cincinnati with those points they're getting. What is
okay,
it?
We got some Cincinnati now. I'm gonna probably stay on, off them now. I do. I'm not gonna be surprised at all if they come up big and win. But go ahead.
Yeah. And then my bold prediction, Kevin, is Jimmy G is going to put up a performance that makes your show, the Jimmy G Show, this off season with all of your callers coming in saying, Kevin, what can we do to get that guy after the performance he had? Thanks for taking my call. I knew you would like that one.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Can you imagine if Jimmy G puts up, you know, a 25 for 33 for 312, three touchdowns, outplays Aaron Rodgers, and they win, you know, 31-16? I'm looking at some of the I'm trying to find more of the prop bets for this weekend because do you have anything just in front of you real quickly on Burrow? And Chase?
No, I exited out.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
God, these games are going to be good. These games are going to be outstanding. And the first one's a good football game. You know, I think Vrabel's an outstanding coach. If they've got a healthy Derrick Henry back, you know, that's obviously a big, big thing for them. But I just, these quarterbacks, man, when in doubt, and Burrow's one of them, he is absolutely a dude. And he has, you know, arguably one of the top three or four wideouts this weekend and maybe the number one wideout 2 years from now in Ja'Marr Chase. Although I think the best combination this weekend is Rodgers and Adams, followed probably by Mahomes and either Kelce or Hill. Man, there are some lethal combinations this weekend, quarterback and receivers. Going to be a fun weekend to watch football. We'll be back here on Monday to recap it all. The news that I was talking about is Jay Gruden is, you know, on the verge of getting his second interview with Carolina to be their offensive coordinator. When you see a guy come back for a second interview, he has a legit chance of being back in the league. Jay Gruden as an offensive coordinator for Matt Rhule's group, taking over for Joe Brady, who was fired midseason, seemingly a legit possibility now. All right, that's it for today. Thanks to Ben Standing. Thanks to all of you who called. Thanks to Brendan. Enjoy the football this weekend. Back on Monday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.